Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
To stand up for Jesus. Paul is telling Timothy that he has been through many things, shipwreck, imprisonments, beatings, but yet he is encouraging him, charging him to go forth and preach God's word. As I have three boys and all of them not doing things right the way God would have them to do, but I was encouraged by this message because God says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he will not depart. And I was also encouraged about, we can't make anyone do anything. This is why I do take offense when these other Bibles say make disciples, because it's not true. You can't make anything. He simply tells us to do this. Look at, the scripture reading is Matthew 28, 19 to 20. I'll just read it. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Why? Because he simply told us to preach. The result is left to him. That's why it's so good. It's so good. We have really no pressure. We simply are to preach the word and he does the work. How easy is that? We're not even responsible for the results. Man, I tell you, this is good. Is anybody enjoying this other than me? Now, I want to give you these verses. I wish you would really write these down. Here we go. Well, these are some good ones. Well, all of them good. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And we're going to read 8 and 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 8 and 10. Man, I tell you, this is good right here. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 8 and 10. It reads this. Vanity. What is vanity? Vanity means worthless. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. All is vanity. Now, this guy is supposed to be encouraging people. He's saying it's all vanity. In verse 9. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still, what did he do? Taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. Wow. The preacher has preached all his life, and he gets to the end and say, what is it? It's all vanity. But because he was wise, he what? Taught the people knowledge. In other words, he preached. He continued to preach because I wanted a lot of pastors to hear this message. You can preach on the hilltops, on the top of the mountain, screaming to the top. You can't make the people move. Don't get discouraged because the people are not doing what you think they should be doing. But what you do is continue to preach God's word and know that you are right with him. Everyone has to meet him for themselves. So I'm not going to stop doing what he told me to do because you are not doing what he told you to do. Think about it. So when you're telling somebody something that's right, you know it's from God's word, feel confident that you are right with him. You know, there's a song that my church used to sing. It's used to call, Is God Satisfied With Me? Ask yourself that question every day of your life. Is God satisfied with me? Now, 1 Corinthians.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.